So hi, this is week three of this month's Creative Entrepreneurs Success Club. This is Rati, and as happens in the summer, attendance has atrophied just a tad. Nobody feels like doing any work, and I understand that. We all want to slow down and go at our own pace, so I am going to record this, even though it's just me and Kim here today. So it's going to be short, but hopefully it'll be productive. And it is Q&A, so hopefully, Kim, we'll have something to talk about. And I'm going to start out because this often, I think this is good. If you're at home and you're just listening to this now, hopefully this will help you come up with questions for the next time you're on the call. So here is the exercise. I'm going to give you a few minutes to come up with three things you want for your business. Now, it can extend beyond your business because, holistically speaking, everything affects everything else. But come up with basically three things that you really want. And it shouldn't take too long, but I'm going to give you a couple minutes for it, starting now.
Okay. Three things.
And since it's just us, I'm going to check in. Kim, do you need more time, or is that good?
Yeah, I'm working on one more thing.
Go for it. Okay. Okay, was that sufficient time, Kim?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, good. And I realize, of course, that you might be quicker than other people. Folks, you can always, I guess, pause the recording. But, Kim, I might let it go longer than you needed to, and I won't. That way I won't feel compelled to check.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. And I didn't have to go into detail, right? I just needed
No, just three things you want.
Okay.
Now's the next. The next part is the fun part. For each thing that you want, I want you to list three actions that you are currently taking to get it. Oh. And I want you to do that for each item. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So starting now. Thank you. Okay. How are you?
I'm okay.
You got it done, or you need more time, or what?
No, I got it as done as it's gonna be.
Care to share?
Well, which one?
Well, first of all, well, actually, we can be general. I would like to know what this process was like for you, what snags you hit, that sort of thing.
Well, the first snag is always, money. The first thing I put down that I want for my business is better cash flow.
Right.
And so I came up with like one or two things I was doing, and then I just went on to the other two things that I wanted to do for my business. And then I came back, and sort of filled in some things. It's a frustration, but I guess I think the process was good. It's good to focus on things you're already trying to do.
Well, the exercise is intended, I think, to bring awareness to how your time's being spent. In other words, are you spending time on things that are actually going to bring you what you really want, or are you spending time on things, are you spending any time on those things, right? Or is all your time getting pulled in directions that have nothing to do with what matters to you? So what are your findings in terms
Well,
of that?
I think I am doing some things, but consistency is always a struggle for me.
Got
And
it, yes.
especially in the summer. In the summer, like you made reference to at the beginning of the call, we're all kind of in summer brain, and this is when the distractions in the universe, some of which are very attractive, are just in hyper drive. So I was really good for a while, for instance, with the ask list. And I was, I'm good for about 3 weeks with something. And then something happens. I don't know if I just take a little vacation in my brain or the next squirrel comes up or, it's I think maybe it's like, okay, I got this. I can put my attention somewhere else now. And then, yeah, the accelerator starts to just diminish. So, I know that I will get back to that, but also I have to tell you, and maybe you find this. I was reading your, I glanced at the blog post you sent out today. So maybe I just when I first moved to Maine from New York, it was in the summer, and I couldn't understand why everybody was showing up late. Everybody was showing up late to everything. I thought, what the fuck is going on? Is there something in the water, right? But after a couple of winters up here, I started to understand that there really is a thing called Maine summer brain. You can't really get people to focus for too long because we mostly all want to be outside enjoying this amazing season in this amazing place, because come November it's going to get shitty again for 5 months. It just is, and it's everywhere. So I have to kind of let myself be, I have to show compassion for myself here. However, one of the things that was really helpful to me a couple of months ago was our conversation around the gardening distraction. And it was helpful to actually set a timer, right? And so to stay focused on the tasks and not just, sit there with, whatever. It was helpful. That was helpful. Like, the timer's going to go off in 15 minutes. I better deal with this. Better deal with the weeds now. because then I got to go.
That, right, that, tools like that more than ever in a season like this. And I think also what you said about finally understanding the rhythm of the year in terms of where you live is very important, because then I guess a goal would be to plan for it. You know what happens in the summer.
That's
so
right.
So that ideally would impact what happens during the year, because maybe, you need to plan for very little income over the summer,
right,
for instance.
That's right. Exactly. However, there have been, and under the better cash flow piece, I'm going to have a meeting with the woman who runs this program that I've been training with at Maine Medical. And the woman that started one of the programs there, the Gynecological Teaching Associate Program, told me that I was her strongest standing instructor. And so I am going to go there and talk to the woman who's in charge of the whole thing and say, look, you need to use me more, because I need to make more money. And if you're going to keep me in this program, then you need to really give me some more opportunities.
Bravo.
I'm going to have that meeting with her in a couple weeks.
Well, there's a celebration. Good for you. That's terrific.
And then I had another meeting with this, there's something called motivational interviewing, which is a counseling technique where you listen for the degree of motivation behind a person who wants to make a change of some kind, mostly having to do with addictive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been working with them for, I don't know, maybe about 8 months now, and I got them to support me telling the clients who call in for these sessions that if they cancel later than 24 hours, they have to pay me for the call.
Good.
Yeah. So that was a biggie, because
that should always be the case.
It should always be the case. But, this is a new program. None of these people are like business HR protocol people.
They need motivation. That's the whole point.
That's it.
Pain is a great motivator.
So, So that was good. I talked to the head of the program, and he stepped up to the plate and said, yes, absolutely, we have to make that happen. So,
good. People have to have skin in the game.
That's right. Yes.
Now, I would like to ask you, I'm going to interrupt you, because I'd like your permission. First of all, I want to know if you have specific questions, but before that, I just want to ask whether it would be okay to coach you around something that I heard you say. Would that be all right? Okay. Because a while back you said you've got staying power for about 3 weeks when it comes to systems, right? You have a system that you're trying, that you're doing, tracking the asks.
Right.
And you maintain it for 3 weeks, and then something shiny happens, something skews your momentum, which is what the newsletter is about.
Yeah.
My question is that there are things, though, in your life that no matter what, you sustain them as rituals, right? And I mean, sure, like, I don't know, brushing your teeth. I also think in terms of things that you've come back to again and again. Is there something that you've reset again and again that's a system that works for you?
You mean besides my glass of wine on the deck?
I know. What a wonderful ritual that is. I join you in that. Yes, aside from that, that takes no effort.
it takes no effort at all.
Something that's not necessarily so pleasurable, but in the long run, it's it makes your life better.
Well, I have been dedicated to getting at least a half an hour of exercise a day.
Wow, great. And you've been doing this for how long?
Well, it was part of the Weight Watchers program I joined. And even though I've kind of fallen off the map as far as, you know, tracking points, blah, blah, I have been really good about the exercise piece. And I've been trying, I set a goal to do at least 15 minutes three times a week, and I've mostly done two times a week, of calisthenics and weights. Just 15 minutes. I have this app, the 7-minute app.
Oh, yes. Great. The 7-minute exercise app.
Yeah, it's really great.
And you do it twice.
I do it twice, exactly.
Yeah, I remember you talking about this a year or two ago. So this is, it sounds like the exercise or maybe even the Weight Watchers is something that you always come back to, or that's a system that you have sustained over, how long would you say?
Oh, maybe about 18 months.
Wow. Now, what do you think enables you to keep returning and resetting and staying with that system?
Because I just feel better about myself during the day when I've exercised, and I also know that I've taken care of that piece of my health.
Yep.
So I don't have to keep trying to shoehorn it in between other activities, which is just more distraction in a way.
Yeah. So what I'm wondering is, you seem to really be able to hold on to the good feeling around that doing it, around what, you know, the good feeling that ensues, that you are rewarded by through maintaining that structure. And for some reason, when it comes to your business, you're not quite in touch with the same kind of pleasure that growing your business would bring, that having a better cash flow would bring. I'm wondering whether there is something that needs to be brought front and center again and again that can help you maintain and fill the forms that are going to help you grow your business.
Well, I know that when I was maintaining the ask list, that it was very satisfying to, it was scary and odious to have to make these phone calls.
Yeah.
But it was satisfying to get them done, and also more rewarding than I perhaps thought they would be.
Well, it certainly sounds like you were good at not trying to control the outcome, but just making the calls.
I was just making the calls, right, exactly. And that's about as far as I can get.
It's and like that's within the far call, enough.
Right. And, I mean, the calls are about setting up, a short meeting. So I can talk to them about shift, or I can talk about the trainings, or, you know, that kind of thing. So it's not like high stakes as far as the call is concerned.
Right.
Now, within the context of the meeting itself, there might be some other dynamics going on, but mostly, if I can check that off, it's like if I can get a meeting, it's a success.
Yeah. Well, even if you don't get a meeting, if you've made the call and you've done the ask.
That's right.
That's a success.
That's right.
So, I think that, are you, for instance, are you back in place with the asks, or is that something that needs to be rebooted?
Well, I need to reboot it.
Okay.
And I'm something that happens to me like at the end of the month, that I think, well, mentally, I think I'm going to start this at the beginning of next month. And since August 1st lands on a Monday, it seems like a prime time to, like, reboot. And that gives me, like, you know, the rest of the week to sort of try to clean some other stuff up so I can get clear about this.
Well, you know, if that's the commitment that you want to make to yourself, and you know for sure that you're ready to go, start your, and you have your asks lined up for August 1st.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
Okay.
But the point is that you've outed yourself and made a commitment. Do you have whatever your visual system is set up so that...
Well, I'm going to try a new one. I'm going to try that best self journal thing.
Okay.
That you sent around.
Great.
And one of the things we can talk about on Friday is I'd like to talk about that with you.
Absolutely. But the tracking your numbers with the asks, the sales conversations, the new clients, client renewals, comments, where you set a goal for how many each week you're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the day-to-day, I think the self-journal is good for making sure that, okay, between this time and this time, I'm doing my asks, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. But I think keeping that the numbers in front of you week to week is part of the system.
Yes, it is. And that's why I made that chart.
That's good. So where is that chart now?
It's in its handy dandy little sleeve that is in my computer case.
Is that where it's always been?
Well, no, but I have to. I'm not at home right now. I'm at the.
Well, that's okay.
So I wanted to bring that with me today.
Well, where is it? Where is it when it's at its most effective? Where does it live?
Oh, it lives on my desk.
Okay.
Next to my bulletin board.
So then August 1st.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to having it on your desk and starting in with your 3 asks a day?
Actually, it's only 1 ask a day. It's 5.
1 ask a day. Excuse me. Lucky thing. That's right. You have a longer lead time in terms of your sales.
It is something doable. So,
very doable. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 5 asks a week, essentially.
That's right. Exactly.
So how committed are you to getting those systems back in place on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm at a 10.
Very good. Okay. So part of the thing is getting in, I think, part of the challenge is, you know, first of all, noticing. And, you know, just like with Weight Watchers, I know you've been doing it 18 months, but I bet there were times you had to reboot.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, this is a place I go to.
Uh-huh.
It's like if I can't do it perfectly, then that must mean that I just, you know, forget it. It's not going to work for me.
Sure. Nah, that's unfortunate. That's an unfortunate story.
Yeah.
It's a very unfortunate tale to make up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because nothing works that way.
No, it's we proceed with imperfect action.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you just get better and better at things. It becomes muscle memory, you know, whether that's mental or physical muscle memory. And you're just putting it back in place.
Yeah.
And showing up for the Weight Watchers meetings is part of that. Showing up for coaching calls is part of that. You know, using accountability partnerships is part of that.
Yeah.
So All right. Well, I'm glad. So come August 1st, which God, what is that? August 1st. It's
Monday.
Monday. How neat and clean and tidy is that? On Monday. Then we recommence with those systems. That's great. Do you have any questions that you wanted to bring to the call that you thought of ahead of time?
I want to talk about on one of the other things that I put on here. I struggle with this social media piece.
Yeah.
Just in terms of erecting a system that I can do consistently.
Right.
I took a workshop on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
It was very helpful. And I'm certainly more active on Twitter now, and I can see the value of it because I like the articles and the topics that are in my Twitter feed, and it's pretty quick to kind of tweet things or quote something and then stick it in a tweet. So I feel like I'm doing that more consistently, but again, with all of the social media stuff, it's like, where's my return on investment?
Okay, well, you know, it is sort of an act of faith, but also you want to keep an eye on, on your analytics, which Facebook makes somewhat easy to do. For instance, I'm just going there now. I'm not sharing the screen here at this point, but I'm going to go into my Creative Calling Coaching page, for instance.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to share something with you so you can see it. And you may already be doing this, but let me go there. Insights. All right, so now I'm going to change what I'm sharing on the screen with you. Okay, so now do you see my Facebook page, Creative Calling Coaching?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you see, I'm clicking along the top, Insights, okay, along the top menu. Now, this is where you get to see how much engagement you have for every post.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That you put up there, how many people it's reached. Look at this. Wow, this one, motivation, Monday, what are your goals for the week? 184, woohoo! And you start to notice which posts get the most attention, which are the most effective. They tend to be involving some kind of picture, I notice anyway, on Facebook. You get to see how many total page likes up from last week, right? You know that. How many?
Yeah, right.
Right. But I think you want to, it's good to notice that. Organic paid reach. And
have you ever done a paid reach?
I have not done that yet. I haven't engaged with the paid stuff yet.
Okay, because I did like pay to get a post boosted.
Yeah, right.
I did it once in June.
Yeah.
And then I noticed on my credit card statement, I should have been charged $5 a day. To boost the post. I had three charges, none of which were divisible by five, one of which was well over $200.
Jesus!
Yeah, so something went awry there.
Yes, and that, I think, is, guys, if anybody is in the group and knows anything about paying for ads or boosts and can shed some light on this. This is the kind of thing. In fact, Kim, this is the kind of thing you should go to the Facebook page and post about.
I tried to get hold of Facebook several times.
Oh, geez,
I finally found a phone number. It was busy chronically. So I had to go to Discover Card and say, look, I can't get a hold of these people, and this is crazy. I don't know why I'm giving them charges.
Right.
And it happened. I tried to boost another post the following month because we were in the process of correcting the other thing, and I was very careful about how I set it up and what I pushed.
Okay.
Same thing happened.
Well, this is the kind of thing that you can really go down the rabbit hole with.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kind of thing I think you need to go to someone who, this is their niche. This is what they do. They're expert in.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody who does your, who's, you know, do you have an IT person on your team?
I do. And I have to probably engage her.
I think so.
Yeah, and I have paid to boost a post like, you know, a year or so ago, and that didn't happen. Well,
you got to get, so this is not a good use of your time. I know in the end you're trying to increase your visibility to increase your cash flow, but what increases your cash flow are sales conversations, and that's where you need to be putting your time is getting sales conversations, networking.
I'm not talking about the social media piece. It's like, I can get all kinds of likes and visibility and blah, blah, but what's it really doing?
Well, as you can see, you know, from what I showed, I've changed the screen. 184 people at one point were reached. It changes. I think there's probably more that you can see and decipher. Likes. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at something here. It shows you the spike. It shows you different things. I'm going to share it again. Sorry for all the meandering people. We're trying to figure something out here. Okay, so along the left-hand side, you see there's menus like likes.
Right.
Ooh, had a real spike there. And over time, things have increased. Okay, so you can keep an eye on that. And I've had the same thoughts too. What is it doing? You know, I'm getting more people so slowly. Meanwhile, little by little, you are gaining resonance. It's one of your 8 touch points. It's only 1 of 8.
Yeah.
So now, keep doing it.
I have a question here.
Okay.
Question here. There's a difference here in your likes piece between organic likes and paid likes.
Yeah, I never paid for a like. Well, unlikes. Who unlikes?
Unlikes too, but they spike down before you have your big spike up.
Interesting. Yeah. You're right, I do. I'm just looking at the ups.
right, sure.
But well, you're right. I don't, and again, I am not a social media maven.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't really understand all this.
That's good. I'm gonna check that out. Facebook Insights.
Yeah, you go to your insights and see what's going on. I don't know why. Yeah, organic. My stuff's all organic. I don't have any paid here, you see.
Right.
And this is over July. I had a big peak around the 7th of July, and now a little bit of a flat line. I was not sure why that is. I was out of town at a retreat during this time. You see this time I'm pointing at?
Yeah.
I was out of town at a retreat. And, you know, not engaging that much myself. Then I go back up after I come home, you know, I don't know, re-entry.
Of course.
Okay, so you can look at that.
Yeah.
Love, I've had a few loves. Isn't that nice? Ooh, mostly
that.
Likes, but ooh, you can even see how many loves you get. Isn't that wonderful?
That is. All right. Well, I'll check that out.
Check that out and just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Like I say, it's 1 of 8. And again, what are the 8? I have to go back and look at my notes what all 8 are. But, you know, your newsletter is one. Your social media is another. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your blog posts is another.
Right.
Right. You know, in events, webinars is another, you know, people have to trust you And it takes time to cultivate that, and you need to do it from different angles.
Yep. Okay.
Is there anything? Okay. Cool. So, what else did you have that you came to the call with? If anything. This is pretty nice conversation.
I do have a. One of the things that I'm doing to increase cash flow,
yeah,
because it's been like an ongoing thing, as you know, is to erect and launch a class for a playback theater company.
Yeah.
And I'm charging a little bit more than the usual fee, but I'm trying to also increase the value rather than cut the price. So.
Right.
So I've got about 5 people interested, and I'd really love to have 10 people in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to get it out there consistently. The two mediums I am working with now are the Playback Facebook page and my own just sort of emailing people.
Mm-hmm.
He's laughing.
Are you picking up the phone?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, sorry. You gotta pick up the phone. Just like, you know, it's like a separate set of asks. You got to run the numbers on how many asks you need for the Playback Theater.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
We know what to.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, I suppose you could have an assistant do it. You could have someone else do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. These asks would be to make a time with the person to talk about it, right? And talk about joining it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not possible to have somebody call and say, can I set up enough time for you to speak to Kim about this? You could do that if you wanted. Or you have to pick up the phone and say, I'm Kim and I'm doing Playback Theater and I wanted to ask you first of all, what's the problem that Playback Theater solves for people?
Well, the demographic that we're focused on are mostly people who have been in our audience for years and are fascinated by not only the stories and the improvisational way of playing them back, but also the techniques themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get people in the room who are teachers and therapists and people who could utilize the process as well as, you know, enjoy the fun. So
what are you giving them? What are they getting from it that is solving a problem for them?
They're getting a technique that engages people in the stories of others. They're getting a technique or a series of techniques that helps particularly for kids embody the stories they hear. Mm-hmm. And they get a way to make the people who have told a story feel deeply listened to.
So then part of this is that when you make these calls, you want to ask them, I'd like to talk a little about how your engagement is going with your audience. Do you feel, what do you find hardest?
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, possibly say, can we schedule a time to have a conversation? And so that conversation would be about their issues and how your product, your offering can solve their problem, can solve their issues, can be the answer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So did that, I'm curious to know if that made sense to you. How would you, how would you phrase what I said?
I think it really does make sense. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you do, you have to be clear about what problem your product or your whatever is addressing.
Yeah. You're a program, right. In your case, it's a workshop, a program. That's right. It's so hard. You know, I haven't read, there's a book out called The Go-Giver.
The Go-Giver?
The Go-Giver. All right. Something like that. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for weeks, apparently. Oh. But really, ultimately, the way people get is through, I mean, that's, you know, you go, that's how you get in. You want to make yourself trustworthy, useful. You know?
Well, you know, do you subscribe to Seth Godin's blog at all?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. You should know about him. He's this great
person. I know who he is. I have heard of him. Yeah, but blogs, man, that's more info. I don't read a lot of blogs.
Well,
I think you should
nice
post it on the group,
it,
though. What about it?
And then you get, like, this daily post from him, and oftentimes they're extremely short.
Yeah, he's smart.
He's wicked smart. Brooklyn. He's probably a neighbor of yours somewhere.
Damn.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Definitely. Godin. He used to work for. He used to write a column for Fast Company.
Uh huh.
So anyway.
Well, Seth Godin, folks, Google him. It sounds like he does have an interesting blog. You know, if you have the URL, Kim, if you want to throw it up on the Facebook page, that would be great.
I'll do that. I'll go to Facebook and do that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. But anyway, yeah, so you've got a whole subgroup of asks there. So that might bring your total asks for the week up a bit.
Yeah. All right.
It sounds like you've got two asks a day, which still isn't that bad.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I want to thank you also for being on this call, being so forthcoming and playing and participating. And I know if anybody bothers to listen to this, they're going to get a lot out of it. Next week, I'm not sure. I think, again, ironically, this is Q&A. Third week. It may be an off week, but I'll keep you posted on that because there has been some choppiness due to the summer.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too inconsistent here. But again, Kim, I'm going to say thank you for coming, and I'm going to turn the recording off now.